Hello and welcome to episode 39 of the Geek Heart Games podcast. I am Sam Suvak alongside Cody Teetrick. Cody, how you doing?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking. For some reason, I expected after last week's me saying the host of the most, I thought you were going to call yourself the host of the most and leave me out without a title.
I'm not mean. Actually, if I had thought of it, I might have done that. But okay. I'm still stressed out from our technical difficulties. We almost didn't have any video for this episode because OBS was... Okay, technically, I guess OBS wasn't being the bitch. I think NVIDIA, my graphics card, was being a bitch. Because I forgot to tell you, like, earlier this week, a message popped up and was like, hey, there's a problem with your card. And I was like, what? Okay, let's ignore that. And then I think that's when I think that's when something happened. So it was a very easy fix. There was some video on YouTube showing me what to change the setting for, and now OBS is working again. So I'm very happy for that. We talked recently about what we're thankful for, and I'm so thankful for YouTube and instructional videos on how to do stuff, because like every time I have a problem with something, like my first step now is to just go to YouTube and find a video showing me how to fix it. And usually it doesn't let me down. So I did have to go through a few videos before I found one with the right solution for the black screen in OBS. But luckily there's enough out there that any problem you're having, they should have an answer for it. So yeah, hopefully we've got that out of the way and there's going to be no more technical difficulties for the rest of the episode. So yes, Cody. Don't act like you're frozen.
I wanted to do a long pregnant pause just so people would be like, ah, oh, shit,
it fucked up. It wasn't funny the first time you did that, and it's still not funny now. Don't do that. Also, if there are long pauses in the podcast, I usually go out and delete them because I'm like, I don't want people to have like these long pauses where they're like, is my podcast app broken? Is this just a pause? So, fun fact, I edit out the long pauses. So, all right, well, let's just go ahead and get into some games. Cody, do you want to tell me what you've been playing?
Yes.
Oh, Cody, wait, I forgot. Breaking news. Really important news that we've got to talk about right now. We won't wait till the news section. Okay. Have you heard that Strange Brigade is coming to Xbox Game Pass?
Well, now that you mention it, no, I haven't.
Oh, my God. I don't know how you didn't know about this. This is just mind-blowing. It's so exciting. Cody, you know this is one of my favorite games of the year, right?
Yeah.
And as of December 6th, you're going to be able to play it for free on Xbox Game Pass.
That's pretty crazy, Sam. But I also have some breaking news.
Oh my God, what's your news?
Alien vs. Predator, the video game, is also coming to Game Pass. And that is a cult classic.
It's definitely coming to Game Pass, and it's not just backwards compatible.
Oh, wait. It's coming to backwards compatibility. I get those mixed up. I'm sorry. I'm a little drunk. Okay, there's wine in this goblet.
I always get really excited when I see backwards compatible, and then I'm like, wait, that doesn't mean it's on Game Pass. I'd still have
exactly.
To pay
see,
for it.
Like, just make them the same thing. Come on.
Really, Cody. Breaking news. Did you also know Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning is now backwards compatible on Xbox?
No, I didn't. Xbox is doing so many crazy
things.
My
God, Xbox. Yeah. Now, to be clear, we don't work for Xbox. We're just really big fans. And my mom was in town today, and I was like, Mom, if you have the chance, could you bring my disc copy of Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning back? Because I'd given my stepdad my Xbox 360, all the games I had. Yeah. So I'm like, whatever, you know, it's fine. But now I'm like, well, now that I could play it on my Xbox One again, I feel like I might as well have it here. So I've got it. It's like my baby's come home. So
well, that's good.
All right. But anyway, guys, if you have Game Pass, go get Strange Brigade. It is so much fun. It's 4-player co-op. I've never played with buddies before. I'm really excited to. Fun fact, Cody. Today, I finished the game. I previously I'd had 2 missions left. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to work on this because I definitely want to finish it before the end of the year. Let me tell you. Oh, I was playing on normal because like the first half of the game, I didn't realize that there was a difficulty setting. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stick it out. I feel like if I've done it this long on normal, I can do it. And it's real hard. Definitely, if you had some buddies, it would be a lot easier because a lot of these kind of boss fights are set up for you to have someone on one side and someone on the other. And it kind of sucks having to do it by yourself. But I did it, and I'm excited, and I love it. And I just found out also they have DLC for this game. So
I think I would know that.
Yeah, they've got new levels and characters. There's a season pass, which I think I might be interested in getting this, but I probably will wait and see who might be playing it with me on Xbox to know if I want to get a season pass on Xbox or PlayStation. So, although it's kind of weird, in theory, I guess, to buy a season pass for a game that you don't technically own. Because then if it goes off of Game Pass, I'm sure they will, but you would also be screwed if it ever went off Game Pass.
Yeah, I think Forza, you can do stuff with, and that's your Game Pass. So. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but anyway, we're going to have some fun with that. We're going to have a community night, I'm telling you right now, because I want to play that, and somebody damn well better play with me. All right. That's all for the early breaking news that we just couldn't wait for the news segment We'll have some regular boring old news later, but let's get into the actual games. I won't interrupt you again. Cody, tell me what you've been playing.
So besides, like, you know, the regulars, Destiny and Smite, my friend called me up and she's like, Cody, I can't beat this boss in Spyro. And I was like, I remember Spyro. I loved me some Spyro as a kid. Let me go. This will be piece of cake. I got this.
Famous last 40 words.
Minutes later. 40 minutes later, I was still there trying to beat the boss. This was the boss Gulp, one of the like later game bosses in Spyro, the second Ripto's Revenge, I think is what it's called.
So wait, just to clarify, so were you playing an original Spyro game or were you playing Spyro Remastered?
I was playing the Spyro Remastered.
Okay, but it's like the old games, is it multiple games combined?
Yeah, it's all three.
Oh, okay.
Of Spyro, Ripto's Revenge, and Year of the Dragon. Okay. I was playing Ripto's Revenge. So I think it's really cool that we're like remastering and remaking these old games. And like, it was a lot of fun to like, you know, spend 40 minutes trying to beat this boss. And when I finally beat it, I was like, yeah, I feel accomplished. But like my two big takeaways from this was just like similar to, cause I did play the Crash trilogy last year for a little bit. And you know, I think I'm good just leaving the memories of these games where they belong in the past, because although they've been updated graphically, the controls are still sometimes a little janky. Like the number of times this Gulp fella jumped on me when he was very far away from me, but the game like thought he was next to me was very annoying. Like, there were so many times where I had him beat, and next thing I know, he did something to beat me, and I was like, okay, whatever. And then I kind of just did some like free roaming, running around in the game, and graphically it looks great. I just feel like the controls were not like, we've come so far since like PS1, PS2, and it's just not something I want to go back to. And I had a similar issue with Crash, where like, they updated Crash graphically, but like it still controlled weird, and like there were moments where like you would jump and like you could see your character landing on the ledge, but for some reason you would just fall right through the ledge and die, and I raged a lot at Crash.
I remember you being mad about that.
My other big takeaway is I don't know how you release a game that has so much dialogue and don't put subtitles. I understand for Crash, because no one's talking in Crash, really, except for one dude. But there are multiple characters who talk in this game, and there are no subtitles. And, like, I'm a little hard of healing. Healing? I can't heal anything.
You're hard of healing and you're hard of hearing. You both of them. You need some work. So.
And so I usually turn subtitles on, just because if I miss something audibly, I can just turn around and read it. It's just nice to me. And like my mother is deaf, so I've just grown up used to that, reading subtitles. So it's something I'm like always accustomed to. I go into games, I turn it on. And so like I was like, oh, like I want to do what they're saying like during the fight. So I was like, I asked her, I was like, hey, how do you turn on subtitles? She goes, there isn't any. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, let me look at this. And then I like did not know that this was like some big controversy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started reading about it, and like, yeah, like they just said that like they didn't have time to do it, and that I believe I read one article saying how there are multiple people from different backgrounds working on this game, and so like they didn't know how to put in the right subtitles. And I was like, okay, like I kind of understand that to a point. Like if you're working with a language you're not familiar with, you don't want to like misinterpret something. But you're Activision, you have the resources.
Yeah, you hire somebody this. To do that. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a little frustrating. I was like, oh, that's not, I don't like that too much. That's mm-hmm. just, it seems like a little, an oversight that
in
you
this
shouldn't
day
do.
And age, like when
yeah.
a lot of the good companies are going out of their way to make things more accessible for people, you know, yeah. that's just like, it's kind of just a slap in the face being like, yeah, we don't care.
Yeah. I was just kind of just taking a back by it. I was like, okay, that's yeah. an interesting choice. But yeah. I don't know. Just, I'm happy. Like, it was a nice little bit of nostalgia, but mm-hmm. if I do get the game, I'm gonna play it real quick and then probably just kind of be done with it. Mm-hmm. Because I do like Spyro a lot. Like he mm-hmm. was like, I remember playing Spyro games up until the DS, Nintendo DS. I had a Spyro game, and like that's just a character I've always liked. But like I don't know if you're gonna like remaster a game, I feel like you could probably update the controls as well, just a little bit, just a little bit. I understand like keeping that like old school mentality and like how people exactly remember it, but like make it control a little better. Just come on, no one's gonna complain except for like two people.
Yeah,
but who cares?
Yeah,
but yeah, so I played a little bit of Spyro and yeah. I was like, okay, I'm good.
Now that you say that, like I really hope, like I know Resident Evil 2 is going to play fantastically, but if for some reason it was just like graphics and the controls were still horrible, I would be pulling my hair out. But I'm sure the controls are going to be good on that one.
Well, isn't that's a full on like remake, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not yeah, a remaster,
like,
it's a remake.
Yeah, like the medieval thing. They said remaster, yeah. but they really meant remake. And yeah. so like they're redoing the entire controls.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of expecting here. Mm-hmm. And instead it was just, let's upgrade the graphics.
Yeah.
And so it was just weird.
It just seems like they were kind of slacking left and right on that game. They didn't want to update the controls. They didn't want to add subtitles.
Yeah.
Meh.
It's weird.
That's fine. But hey, at least you had some fun. I mean, he's a real cute little dragon, so, you know.
Yes.
What are you going to do? But... All right. I've got a couple games to talk about. One is real quick. So... A few weeks ago, we were talking about one of the games with gold called Race the Sun. That was like you're flying a plane.
The one where you race your father and you race your kid, right?
Yes, that's exactly what it is, except you're a plane flying through this cityscape, I guess, that's just geometric shapes. Oh. And you have to, you know, get far enough before the sun goes down, like the solar object, the sun, not your father doing something sexual. But anyway, I'm not super into this game. I thought I would like it, but it's just, it's really hard. Like, I can't get past the second region, and when you die there, you have to go back and start from the very beginning. Like, you don't have, like, a checkpoint. Like, oh, let me start at the second region. No,
yeah.
You have to go all the way back. And I was just like, eh.
That's weird.
Yeah, so I wasn't into it. But the good thing about it. Oh, no, I was going to say it was a Game Pass. It's not a Game Pass. It's Games with Gold, but I got it for free regardless, so, you know, whatever.
Would you have preferred if it was a video game about being a father and having a foot race with your son?
Possibly. I mean, that could have been a lot more fun.
We can do this. We can design a game called Race the Sun, but S-O-N.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's do it. Keycard Games.
Games are real hard, so... I'm not gonna say we're definitely gonna do that, but it's always a possibility. So, okay, moving on. A game that you said I probably wouldn't like, but then I ended up having a blast with is Call of Duty Black Ops 4. Now, surprised myself, surprised you, probably surprised everyone that I had fun with this game.
I'm blown away.
Yeah. So I will say when I first started it, like the first game, I think when I first loaded in, I think I got a kill right away, just like I did in Battlefield 5, which should have been like, yeah. But then that whole first game was real bad. I was just getting slaughtered and it was too fast and I didn't know what was happening and I didn't have a great time. But by the third or fourth game, like I kind of got into the groove and I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, I get this game. Like I'm having fun. And I do like the different characters or specialists where they have different abilities because, you know, a lot of times in games like that, you kind of find one and you're like, this is the one for me because, like, these are the most effective things I can use. But almost all of those characters, I'm like, well, this ability is really good for this and this one's really good for this. These are all really good. And, like, so I would switch back and forth between different ones all the time just because, like, I liked all of their different abilities. I don't... Oh, this is the one where you make your own class. Even though you've got a specialist, you have your own separate class. You can, like, pick which guns uh-huh. you're using and stuff. So, like, you always can have the same gun lineup regardless of which character you're playing as. So that was good because you get used to the guns that you like. I found I liked the Titan because it's, like, a really heavy machine gun. It takes forever to load. I mean, to do a reload, but I discovered that the way I play, I never have to reload. I just shoot, and I'll die before I run out of bullets because there's like 75 bullets in it. And then I got an upgrade for it, so I had 100 bullets in it. So now I really never have to reload. So I just go and shoot. I was thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? This game is not unlike Titanfall 2 in that you're running around. It's really fast. You know, you've got some gadgets and stuff. I was like, I think that's probably why I'm having a decent time with it. I tried a few different modes. I'm sorry, I'm just talking about multiplayer right now. I tried Blackout. I didn't care for it at all. Tried Zombies. It's not... Maybe if I had, like, a posse of friends, that would be funner, but I'm like, meh. But multiplayer was where I was having a really good time. Most of the game modes I tried, I really liked, except for Control. I hate that one with a passion. So Control, it's this really tiny map, and there's two control points, and you just have to...
I wouldn't say it's a tiny map.
It's
not small. All the time.
It's... I've only played it twice. Both times it was the same map, and it was really small. Basically, there's two points that you have to try to, like, lock down. And basically, whoever gets there first and gets good positioning is just going to slaughter you for the whole rest of the time because it's, like, so close that they're pretty much spawn camping you. And, like, every time you spawn, you get slaughtered. And I hated it. I hated it so bad, Cody. But it's fine because, like, all the other modes I was having a good time with, there's, like, the kind of it's not domination. That's what it is in Battlefield 5. But it's, like... There's three control points, and you just hold them while you're doing stuff, which sounds similar to Control, but it's very different, plays very different, and is much more fun. Yeah?
It's called Domination.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it called Domination in both Battlefield 5 and Black Ops 4? Oh, well, that makes it easy. Good job, guys. So that one's fun. There's the deathmatch that was fun. There's confirmed kill where you have to kill them and then they leave dog tags and you have to pick up the dog tags. What? Why are you laughing at me?
Confirmed kill.
Is that not what's...
confirmed?
Okay, whatever. Okay, it's just like, fine. And there's one called heist where you have to go, like, find the money and get to the drop point. And one time I did. Like, my team was, like, pretty focused on just killing the enemy because that'll end the round as well. But one round, I was like, I got the money and, like, nobody was chasing me. So I got to the extraction point and I felt real good about myself in that one. But, yeah, I was having a really good time. I was like, man, I think I like this more than Battlefield 5 just because it's, like, so fast-paced and it's just, like I feel, like, used to it, you know? And then, Cody, I made a horrible mistake. Probably the worst mistake that I could ever make in my Black Ops 4 career. Do you know what it was?
You tried Search and Destroy.
No, I never tried that one. So.
Okay.
you probably never guess it. So what I did was I went and I played some Titanfall 2. And then now I don't like Black Ops 4 as much at all. I really don't like it. I'm like, God, I love Titanfall 2 so much. which I forgot to mention when we had our Thanksgiving episode. One of my Black Friday purchases, my guilty purchase, was Xbox had Titanfall 2 Ultimate Edition for $6. And even though I already have that game on PS4, I bought it again on Xbox because, like, it just seemed wrong not to. So that's why I was playing it on Xbox. And it's just, I love that game so much. It's just such a fantastic game. Probably best shooter multiplayer ever, in my opinion. I don't know, I just love it. It felt like coming home, really. I was just like, God, I've missed you, my friend. It's like my comfort food video game, I think. But yeah, so I played just like a few games of that, and like, it took me just a little bit to get back to it. I'm like, oh, which one's grenade? Which one's my grapple? Whatever, I got it. But like, at least 2 out of 3 games, I got an elite squad member accommodation. And I was just like, yeah, this is where I do good. This is where I belong. I love it so much. But yeah, so I went back and Black Ops 4, I'm like, why is this so slow? Why don't I have a double jump? Oh, I didn't like it. So I was like, eh. So then I went back and played some Battlefield 5 and I was like, you know what? Battlefield 5 is so different that I do like it a lot still. So I'm still liking that. I'm not sure about my Black Ops.
What a array of opinions. I really liked it. I liked Titanfall 2 more. Battlefield 5 is not that bad. I don't really like Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
These are just the emotions that go through me when I play video games. I can't help it. Okay?
Apparently.
I mean, Titanfall 2 will always be my baby. I love it so much. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see about Black Ops if it lasts or if I'm like, I don't know. But yeah.
I need you to decide like in a week though, because I kind of want to trade it in.
I mean, if you trade it in, I think it'd be fine. I could trade it in. I don't know. It's fine. I didn't like Blackout. I didn't. If you're gonna play zombies, why don't you just play Killing Floor 2? You know.
Good point.
I mean, and the multiplayer's fun, but again, why don't we just play Titanfall 2? So. Good point. I feel bad for Black Ops. It was my mistake. I should not have played Titanfall 2. But I was like, I wanted to like remember. I'm like, why do I love Titanfall 2 so much? And now I know. You know, it's got the double jump. It's got the wall run. I got my grapple. I just move so well. It's got AI enemies that you can shoot in addition to other players. It does show people enemies on the mini map. There's just a lot going for it. And I mean, even though I don't always like playing as a Titan, like I'd rather be a pilot, I love that Titans are there. I love like rodeoing a Titan and stealing its battery and stuff. It's just, man, such a fun game. I hope people continue to play it. There were a lot of people playing on Xbox. Like the last time I played on PS4, it took me a really long time to get into a game. I was like, man, nobody's playing. But like I instantly got in on Xbox. So I think that right there proves it was a good decision that I bought it. Because I mean, I got to go where people are playing. So, yeah. All right. Cody, do you want to talk about a game that we've both been trying out this week?
Yeah. So Sam got into the Realm Royale closed beta. And she gave me a code. So Realm Royale is, if you remember back, I think last year, Paladins, which is the hero shooter made by Hi-Rez, who also makes Smite. It's their Battle Royale mode that they like announced. And like when they announced it, it kind of seemed like you would be taking the Paladin characters into the Battle Royale. I think they quickly realized that wasn't going to work.
I wondered about that. I was like, that seems like a real bad idea, but okay.
Realm Royale is a class-based battle royale. You can pick from 4 classes, the warrior, the hunter, the assassin, and the mage. This has gone through a couple different iterations, because I remember there being like an engineer class on PC a while back.
I think it was called like Paladin's Battlegrounds or something first, and then like they were like kind of redid it into this Realm Royale.
And so it's your basic battle royale where you're dropped into a island and you gotta run around, find loot, but it kind of plays with some fantasy aspects, like you can mount up and ride a horse. There are swords and battle axes and throwing axes, and you get abilities. Like, you can, as the warrior, you can charge or do a heroic leap. As the assassin, you can blink. Mage, you can actually fly around. Stuff like that. There's healing items, armor, and you really should have gone first here. I think this plays like shit. Like, oh my god. Like, there's... Alright, I will give it that the class-based stuff is really cool. Uh-huh. Like, it's... I like it. The shooting feels terrible to me. Like, probably the worst shooting I have ever experienced in a video game. And that's saying something. Because... I think there's no aim assist. So it's just free firing. Legitimately, any of my gunfights is just me spamming the trigger and hoping to God a bullet lands. Because do the characters move around so fast? Because every character has like a speed, a movement speed. And like the hunter gets like a 25% bonus to movement speed. And like, it's just... I've always complained about Fortnite because sometimes you just get like bullshitted by like RNG where it's like, oh, my shotgun hit for six. This game took that and was like, oh, my 7 out of 10 shots completely missed. What do I do? Like I've only played 3 games. I just played earlier today and I got in second place. And 2 of my kills were with a sword.
Yeah.
One of them with a rifle. The melee weapons in this game are fucking broken. I two-shot at people with a sword. Mm-hmm. Like, and like they couldn't do anything. They couldn't get away from me to shoot me because I was on top of them. I think the mage class is ridiculously broken on console because I've watched this game on PC and like the mage, like on PC you can twitch shoot a lot better. Mm-hmm. Where like if they do their flying around thing, you can just move your mouse around to follow them. On console, you don't move that fast. So when they're flying around you in circles and landing behind you and shooting you, you're at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
I think they really need to reduce the flying. But yeah, like I got down, it was a final circle and it was 3 of us. And legitimately it was, let me pop out, try and take a shot. Oh, I missed, pop back behind a tree, pop out, take a shot. Oh, I hit him somehow. Like, it's just the shooting doesn't feel good, and like I don't enjoy that. I would like to try. We're gonna, after this is before we do our stream of it together, where I think we're gonna do duos, and so I do wonder if playing with other people is more fun, I'm sure. But like, so far, like, I'm not impressed. Like, I don't know if it's just like they ported this from PC and we're like, no aim assist, like,
yeah,
but like. Maybe that says something. Maybe I just need to get good. but like, yeah. The second I got that sword, though, I was like, "Cool, I'm a god. Like, I'm going to slay everybody." Because like,
the sword is awesome.
I don't know. I feel like the sound is also busted.
The sound is
because sometimes, sometimes I'll hear gunshots around me, and I'm like, "Okay, they're outside this building." So I go outside the building to like challenge somebody. Nowhere to be found.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I hear footsteps that are right on top of me, and I'm looking around, and I search for hours, and nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sound effects were
like, I feel like the sound is very busted on console. And, like... And this game is, like... I liked watching it when I watched Twitch streams of it. Like, I was like, this is really looks really fun. Like, it's a different spin on Battle Royale. Like, I'm cool with this. But, like, in practice on console, it's just... So, right now, it's not for me. Like, I'm not enjoying it. I was severely pissed off when I got second place. Because, like, it was a bunch of bullshit about, like... It was just pretty much, like, who's luckier at getting random shots in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my experience with the game so far, Sam. Why don't you probably cheer people up?
Well, I feel like what you said is probably accurate and probably explains why I enjoy this game so much. Because, as you know, I'm real bad at shooting and I'm horrible in a battle royale trying to finish somebody off. Like, I'm like telling you, like, I can get to second place, like, all the time. But that's just from, like, being stealthy and hiding and not engaging. But at some point, you're going to have a fight. And I'm not good at winning fights. But I feel like in this game, I have a chance because I, you know... shooting's not too good. Yeah, I was having a blast with that sword. I'm like, you get so close to someone, they can't get their shots off at you, and you just like whack them a few times and they're dead. Okay, here's a problem I do have with this game. Kind of when you get downed, in quote marks, you get turned into a chicken. But I have not been able to understand the reasoning or the rules for how you get turned into a chicken. Because, like, I've been hit before, and, like, I have a full health bar, and I'm turned into a chicken. And I'm like, what the hell? I've got full health. How am I a chicken? And then sometimes I'll get hit multiple times, my health bar will go down, and then I'll get turned into a chicken. So I'm like, I don't understand. That seems like, I don't know. Maybe
it's supposed to be when your health bar hits zero.
That's bullshit. No time when I was turned into a chicken has it been because my health bar has hit zero. So I don't understand it. It's some bullshit. But the thing is, you're a chicken, you're flopping around like trying to avoid people for like 15 seconds, maybe longer. And if you 20, last
I think.
20 seconds, if you last that long, you come back to life as a human and can continue fighting. But like if I could understand how that was happening and it was a reasonable mechanic, I'd be okay with it. But right now I'm very unhappy with it because I don't feel that it's working right. But overall, I'm having a blast with this game. Let me also state for the record, this game is pretty much just like Fortnite. Everything, like the mechanics, like it all plays exactly like Fortnite, except for like the fantasy stuff that they put in there. But just like everything, I was like, man, I'm not to say that like they stole it, but I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's very, very similar. I do love the environment because they've got different biomes. Like so there'll be like a snowy area. I was in a spot that was raining. There's this like purple mushroom field, but they're like giant mushrooms, and there are these really cool butterflies that live there. I don't know. There's just like everything looks really cool. There's a spot somewhere where there's this giant skeleton of some type of mythical creature, and you can like go around inside the skeleton. That was fun. I like that you can be on the horses to get around. However, that really makes it where the shrinking circle isn't really going to hurt anybody because you can ride on those horses pretty fast. So you can pretty much always... Yeah, did you
ever... I don't know. I saw like 20 people die in the fog today, and I was like, what are y'all doing? Like, y'all have horses. Like, well, I don't know if these people just ignore the tutorial about the horses. Like,
I don't know.
I will say, I'll give them credit for that. They have a really good tutorial.
Yeah,
that explains how to play the game really well. I give them that. And I agree, the like biomes are really cool. Like, today I was coming in, and on my one where I got second place, I looked to my left and I saw the snow mountains, but then I saw like a little opening, so I was like, oh well, I wonder what's inside the opening, and I went inside and explored this like cave inside the snow place, and like it was really cool. Two other small complaints.
Okay,
but if you have some positives, can you go
ahead? Well, go ahead with your complaints and then I'll get to some more of my stuff.
Bow and arrows are also really broken because I think they hit for max damage no matter how hard, like how long you're charging. Okay. So if you just are point blank with someone, you can just like spam and like the arrow is like just, it'll do max damage, and I think it does like 500 a shot.
Okay.
And like really strong. My other complaint is I found that because if you open a chest, like how that works in other games is that means like no one can get that chest. Everybody's loot is personal. So like if I just looted that chest, an enemy could come up and loot that chest, because I saw it happen and I was like, what's happening?
I thought maybe there was like a cooldown and then the chests like refreshed and then you could open them.
That's
again
what I thought, but I stayed in that little cave for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Like just waiting around.
Doesn't last
for the storm
30
to
minutes,
in.
But that's fine.
And the game lasted a while, okay? I wait 10 minutes, okay? Whatever, fight me. Anyways, waited a long time.
Yeah.
In this cave. And none of the chests respawned, but I like people would sneak in behind me and go opening chests that I had already opened. So I'm pretty sure loot is personal.
Okay, but I think the chest would still respawn if like you had left and like gone away for a while and then come back, I think.
I don't know. I feel like it's personal.
I guess we'll find out. But the one thing that I like, because you open the chest, you take what you want, and then you dismantle anything else for shards, and that's kind of like a currency that you can then go to these forges, which are throughout the map, and forge different things, like a health potion, an armor potion, a legendary weapon of some sort. I found out also, if you're playing squads, and you have a fallen teammate, someone who's like dead, you can revive them at the forge. Which is pretty cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah, because like the first time I lost, I was like, okay, I'm going to leave. And then it popped up this message. It was like, hey, did you know you can be revived if someone goes to the forge and does that? So I was like, okay, so I'll stick around just to see. So far, none of my squad mates ever revived anybody at a forge.
But I imagine that costs the full like 200 shards probably to does. Do.
Yeah. I will say it is a beta, so it has some problems. One of the problems I found is I was at the forge and I wanted to make something, and it takes 30 seconds to make it, so you've got to like set it up and then wait for it and hope nobody comes, and then at the end of the thing it'll pop out whatever you're taking. I've had multiple times now where I've forged something and it gets done and nothing pops out, and I'm like, where the fuck is my thing? So, but I'm sure that's just a problem with the beta. They'll get that fixed. But yeah, I don't know, it's just like a silly fun game, and like, because it's so random and like stuff may or may not work, I think that's why I like it so much, because it gives me a better chance than I might otherwise have. I've been having fun trying out the different classes. Pretty much every time I get slaughtered by one, I'm like, oh, I should go try out that class. That seems pretty cool. So there was this one point where I think we were on a party, but you weren't playing. And I was like, oh my God, I'm hearing this really creepy laughter. Like, what's happening?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was something about, because at the same time, I was getting attacked by an assassin who was like invisible and going around. And so I thought it was like some little taunt perk that they had or something when they were invisible. No, Cody, it turns out that if you hear that creepy little laughter, it means somewhere nearby there's a loot goblin, and you have to go shoot the loot goblin to get some really cool gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's on like the loading screen or whatever. Yeah. Runs around. Okay.
Yeah. So you can go get them. They take a lot of hits before they get killed. And then I think there might be something like the parachute drops in Fortnite, because I found something that had fallen, and I was just about to open it, and then I got killed because obviously it was a trap. But yeah, I don't know. It's silly fun. I will say, when you start out, you're in like the, I don't know, blimp thing, whatever.
The airship.
And you're there for a minute and a half and you can't do anything. Like, there's no weapons to try out. There's nothing there. And it's just like a huge waste of time. And that pisses me off every time.
Yeah.
And then also, I haven't been able to find how to put a point on the map. Like, you can bring up the map and I can move my cursor around.
I don't think you can.
Which is fucking bullshit, Cody.
Yeah, although, stupid.
I swear, when I was playing with squads, I felt like somebody put a marker down, and I don't know how they did it. But also, it was just like really hard to tell like when my squad mates were jumping out of the airship, and I was just like, ugh. So they need to work on some of that. I found some cool stuff. So like, there's a perk called Healing Shout, and you just apply it, and like you're like, ha, heal, and like you start healing, and if you have any teammates around you, they start healing, which is pretty cool. You can get a healing totem to put down. So rolling with the squad it felt pretty good, even though I wasn't like talking with anybody. But yeah, you just go, I don't know, I think it's fun. I understand that it's broken, and it's not, I was gonna say, I say this a lot, like baby's first whatever, but I feel like this is baby's first battle royale, because it's like an easy, fun little game. So
I will say, I do like the aesthetic of it, like it is, like, I like the fantasy stuff behind it. And I'm sure it could be fun with friends, just like playing by myself. I got really frustrated with stuff, and like, I'm gonna take a look at some of the settings. I will say, it's very weird, this is a closed beta, and although the store is not online, you can buy the battle pass already. Kind of weird.
Which, let me say, the battle pass looks exactly like Fortnite's battle pass.
Yeah, they even do like the whole like, buy the upgraded version of the battle pass and get an armor set. And I saw some dude riding around on a raptor, so like people are buying this. So,
yeah. There's some cool looking skins that I've seen as well. So I mean, once they get launched, if they have just like specific, like you can buy just this one if you want. I mean, if I get into it, I can see myself buying a real cool mount because you know I have a history of that.
Get you, Sam. So they get you.
But yeah. We'll try it. We'll try some duos.
Yeah, we're gonna do a stream this weekend. Yeah. So you'll be able to catch the archive of that later. But I just hope maybe they fine tune the shooting a little bit.
Fair enough. So
yeah,
I'd be alright if they don't. I don't know. All right. Moving on. So Red Dead Online just launched, and I was under the impression that everybody just loves Red Dead so much that on Thursday night when it went live, like everybody would be in it. And I'd be like, oh yeah, I've got all the kinds of people to get a posse together. This is going to be great. Thursday night rolls around, ain't nobody playing Red Dead. I'm like, what's happening? Now, to be fair, Eric was playing Red Dead when I started. But by the time I got to the part where you could posse up, he was no longer playing. So I was just like, well, okay. So we haven't played enough Red Dead to really talk about it. But I will say, man, that character creation setup, they want you to look rough. They do not want you to have a pretty looking character. Like everything, yeah. Like all the options are pretty bad. And like, I was just like, man, it's tough to make someone who looks like not even scary.
Like when you get to the teeth part.
Oh my god.
Like, if there is one option that is even remotely okay looking, like you ain't gonna have no pearly whites. Like you can have some gnarly ass teeth in this game.
And you have so many options for like scars and modeling on your face. And like one of the ear options is called Goofy. And all of the hair looks slightly disheveled. It's just like, huh?
Yeah, there's only like two hair for the dudes. So I was like, okay, what did you name your character?
Well, I named your six shooter Sam, of course.
Oh, okay.
What did you name yours?
Jason Hodder. Jason Voorhees and then Kane Hodder.
Who? That's.
I don't know.
I mean,
I was trying to think of like a name that like a cowboy would have, and like Cody, this is my the cowboy kid character.
Is a name that a cowboy would have.
Okay, but like, I don't want some random fella to walk up to me like, Cody the Kid, what an idiot. I don't know, Jason Hodder just sounds like a cowboy that I would like want to ride with.
I guess. I mean, he sounds like a boring cowboy, but that's fine.
Wow, all right. Yeah, I see you in Red Dead Online. You're dead on sight, motherfucker. So yeah, I haven't gotten that far into it. I've done the basic intro stuff, like bare minimum. Like I've just gotten clothes and I went to Blackwater for the first time. I do like that this has its own like story component. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure like you can completely ignore that if you really wanted to and just go ride around with your posse eventually.
Yeah.
I will say I've been keeping up with the Red Dead Redemption subreddit, and it seems like they are in GTA Online. They pushed the microtransactions hard, but there were also ways to make money really easily if you really try. It seems like there's not a really efficient way to make money that's been found yet, I should say.
Okay.
And so the microtransactions are getting pushed really hard from what I've seen.
I'd say it's still in beta. It hasn't been out long enough to maybe find it.
I think people are going really like getting really critical about it, and it's like give them time, like they'll update it. And then like I've seen that like, you know, in GTA Online, there's griefers. Like, there are people who are just out there to stir shit. So, like, I'm interested to see if I run into that. But I'm excited to get into it more. Like, I loved Red Dead Redemption story. I'm interested to see the story they're kind of setting up here is, like, you were falsely accused of a crime, and they were going to hang you, and this person busted you out. And now they're like, well, will you help me? None of that helps you. And that's kind of the intro to Red Dead Online. And that's like, I guess, the story you can do with your friends and stuff. And I think it's cool is like we get to experience a story mode together.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's like a little smaller than a 60-hour Red Dead story. I'm just concerned because there are like aspects of Red Dead, like the game, that I didn't enjoy, like always having to keep your horse fed, always having to make sure you were fed, sleeping on time, like just worried about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Also, it's got that you have to ride for a really long time. Like, I've already had at least 3 long rides. Now, thanks to Andy, I do know now that I can open my map and put a way marker or a waypoint. I don't know, one of them. Not, there's 2 different ones. One, put a marker, not the waypoint. Put the marker, and then your horse will just go automatically in cinematic mode. You don't have to hold the button down, which was my big complaint before. But also, it's still just boring. Like, watching your horse ride for so long. I was on Twitter. I was like, I don't want to do this. Also, not fun fact, sometimes your horse is going to like reach the marker and just keep going. I had that happen twice. I'm like, what? What is the point of this if your horse doesn't stop at the marker? One time he did, though. So I was like,
I think it's just depending on where the marker is. Because, yeah, sometimes it will keep going for stupid.
Yeah, so then, like, I'm not even enjoying the scenery because I'm like, I'm just going to have this map open while I'm riding so I can see when I get close to the marker because I don't want to miss it. Also, I did one little thing where you have to group up with some random people, and I had some stuff where I was on a horseback shooting at some other people, and I didn't enjoy it. I'm not good at shooting while on horseback, so that was rough. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like, I would love to love online and just have a great time with it, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think I'm just going to be like, yeah. So, we'll see. Hopefully we'll have more to report next week after we've actually gotten a posse together and done probably some illegal activities in the game.
Definitely. So, we're robbing a bank, like, stat.
I mean, I looked at the things that you can do, and it didn't, like, say rob a bank, but hopefully we'll be able to rob something. So,
yeah.
Or just kill some random people, like a villain does. I don't know if we're villains. We've got the honor meter.
We make our own story here.
Exactly. Okay, are you ready to move on to some news?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start with a little story. Blizzard recently got some flack because of their Diablo Immortal mobile game that they maybe didn't announce the right way. So now they've got a Warcraft mobile game that's going to be like Pokemon Go. And I don't know exactly how this released, if they did like a press release or if it just kind of got out. But they're like, hey, why don't you just like hear about this early and not make a big deal about it and let it just be like, hey, it's cool. It's just this thing we're doing. Don't get excited. Don't get angry. Here's just what we're doing.
Don't get excited.
Yeah, it's fine. Which, you know, good for them. So a Warcraft game like Pokemon Go. What do you think about that, Cody?
So, like, after the Diablo Immortal thing, like, the CEO or whoever came out from Blizzard and was just like, expect a lot more of our properties come to mobile. And it's just like, I don't care at all about this. Like, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. I do think this is less like Pokemon Go and more like, because in World of Warcraft, there's, like, a side thing where pet battling is a thing. And I think it's going to be something similar to that where, like, these Warcraft pets are out there and, like, you are, like, quote-unquote capturing them. But I think it's more focused on the battling thing. And I'm sure they're going to be like, oh, link your Warcraft account. And any pets you already have in that game, you can bring to that this. Like how Pokemon Go is doing with Let's Go. I think, like, it's cool for those people who are really into pet battling. I'm not, like, tied to it at all. So it's just, like, whatever. But I mean, it's someone out there is like really ecstatic about this. Somebody so is. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
For me, I'm just like, okay. Like, yeah. That's cool. Do your thing, Warcraft. Whatever.
And this like,
Warcraft Classic. Be good.
Going to mobile, you know, is not necessarily about like giving current players a new way to play. It might just be a new way to get new players on a different medium. And then they're like, hey, this Warcraft mobile game is pretty cool. Maybe I should try the PC one, you know, and just like, I don't know, there's a market for it. And as long as there's a market for it, people are going to be trying stuff. I've downloaded that Assassin's Creed mobile game, but I still haven't tried that. I was going to try it. So
there's some Nintendo RPG on the Play Store, and I was like, I'm going to download that and give it a shot. Like,
yeah,
I'm not shitting on mobile. Like, I think mobile is a great place to go try out video games, especially because it's like everyone has a phone, so like it's you can if you don't want to play on a console, like you always have your phone on you. So it's just I don't understand the like Blizzard's large push for it right now. Like back when Candy Crush and like Fruit Ninja were real popular, maybe I could have seen it. But like right now, it's just like, what is the reasoning behind this like big marketing push? Like, why are you moving away from PCs towards mobile? I just don't get it.
It's just getting more and more popular, I would say mobile
I
games
guess
are.
so. And I
So.
guess with like the hard, like not hard drive, but, like the performance that phones can do now, like, you know, we
Yeah.
get the iPhone 10 and like the size of them, phones are getting huge. So I guess it makes sense to move there, but I don't know. Just
It's fine.
strange to me.
All
Yeah, it's
right.
whatever. It's no harm, no foul.
All right. So for our next story, the Nintendo Creators Program is coming to an end. Cody, do you want to tell us about this?
Yeah, so for a while, Nintendo had this Nintendo Creators Program, where pretty much you could not upload Nintendo stuff at all. Without being like, you could,
You just
it's
couldn't
just you could
monetize
not
it?
monetize
Yeah.
it, because if you monetize it, you were going to get charged by Nintendo for the monetization. And even then, certain channels were just not allowed to, like, you had to be approved into this creator program. Like, I remember when we worked for Talking Games, Hugh uploaded Mario Kart and accidentally put ads on it. And we got sent like 40 emails from Nintendo saying like you need to take this down right now or remove the monetization, and like it was ridiculous. And so like and like it's been an issue because like there were people who like for years were making content. This only happened a couple of years ago. Were making like content based around like Pokemon, Zelda, stuff like that, and then their channels are hit with these massive strikes and almost like deleted. Because Nintendo like wanted to monetize, like they wanted to make money off their stuff, which is reasonable to an extent, but there's a way to do it with creators that's not so like money hungry. Because like even if you are a Pokemon YouTuber and like you are part of this creator program, you are not making nearly enough money as you would if you just went and streamed it on Twitch, which is what a lot of people ended up doing. And so like they're ending the creator program. And now it's pretty much they have a, like a rule book, and it's like, hey, you can't just steal gameplay and upload it. And I think this is to counteract, there was a leak of Super Smash Brothers, and like this, these people took the files, uploaded fights, uploaded music tracks from the game. They're like, the one of the first rules is if you're going to make content with Nintendo products, you have to add commentary or some kind of information behind it. So like if you throw up like text every now and then, I think they'll allow that. Just kind of preventing like what happened with the Smash Brother leak. And then like the other case is like if you if it's used the Switch's share feature, which makes me think we're gonna get an update to that soon where it's gonna be allow longer clips, which I
Do
think
you
they're
think
gonna do
so? I
anyways.
don't think so. I think
I
they're
think they
saying those
are
short clips are
because
fine.
there's that app coming with Smash Brothers where you can upload clips to the phone, and right now it's only 30 seconds, is it not? Or is it a minute?
Don't know. It's really short, whatever it is.
I think they're gonna update it to now it's just gonna capture like maybe 5 minutes. Like I think
I don't
they'll
know.
like, improve it over time.
I don't understand if it's because if it's saving it on the Switch itself, then like it's really determined by like what kind of card you have in there. Because those files get big, so
Yeah, so you're gonna have
there might not be
to
enough
do that.
room to really save something longer. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
And so I think this is a very big win for like content creators because like now you don't have to feel like if you're not a part of this creator program, like you can't make Nintendo content. And I'm sure people who weren't a part of the program like wanted to make Nintendo content but couldn't, and like without risk of like your channel getting a strike. Because like once you get a strike, like you can't run ads for like a little while. And like if you're a content creator, you this is how you make money, like most people anyways. And so I think this is a very big win for content creators. I think the new plan they have set up is really nice. And I hope this is like a first step of like Nintendo kind of realizing that their archaic old rules on stuff just isn't gonna work with the new technology and stuff. So yeah, like I'm just really happy that like this is going, because I remember reading about this like extensively when it came out, and like how people feared for their channels like survivability through it. And like, it's just really cool that Nintendo has smartened up and realized like, hey, this is not how you do business with content creators, because people love these games and they want to talk about them and like share their opinions. And like, it's just good on Nintendo. I'm really proud of them for finally realizing this was a bad program all around.
That's good. Okay. Cool. I guess there's one other news item segment that Cody wants to talk about, but it's a mystery. I don't know what this is. So, Cody, what are we talking
Welcome
about?
Welcome to a new segment called Let's Talk. A segment where we dissect a certain video game that's in the news lately. This week's video game choice is Fallout 76. So I have watched probably over 80 hours of Fallout 76 content the past two to 3 weeks.
What are you doing with your life where you can watch 80 hours of a video game? Just watch it, not even play it.
I am fascinated by this game. Both the controversy, like how the game plays. Like, I am fascinated by this game, Sam. And like, this week was the turning point where I was like, I don't know if I even want to look at this game anymore. So if you have not been paying attention, or just living under a rock, I guess, Fallout 76 was this, like, pitched at E3 as this, like, crazy, like, we're trying something new from Bethesda. It's a Fallout game, but it's multiplayer. I don't think it's that crazy. Like, you just did this with Elder Scrolls, like, 2 years ago. Like, not that crazy. And they announced it was going to have a beta. Break it early testing and
test
whatever.
application.
And so I was like, oh, that's cool, like I'll give it a shot, because like it's pretty much an MMO Fallout, and you know me, I love MMORPGs like this. And so then they announced, oh well, you can only get in the beta if you pre-order the game. Oh, okay, that sucks. We know how we feel. You guys know how we feel about that. And so I was like, oh, maybe I'll pre-order, you know, maybe just to try out the beta. And then I found out that the beta was only ran during certain days at certain times, generally when most people are at work. And I was like, that is such a strain. And like, they said the reason they did this was because like the servers can only do it for certain times. Bunch of bullshit. I'm sorry, I'm boring you, Sam.
It's late tonight. I'm feeling a little bit late, so I'm just tired.
And so the game releases mere like a week after the last beta test. Like, these beta tests were happening 2 to 3 weeks before this game launched. Pretty much where it was just like, no, this isn't, you're not testing anything. This is just a test. And even then, they weren't doing too hot. It was very bad. And so like, I watched people play this game during the beta, and I was like, I don't know why, but I am fascinated by this game. Like, I want to try this, but I don't want to spend money on it. And I'm glad I didn't, because over the past few weeks, it has just been crazy to see the controversy with this game. The amount of bugs that are in this game is ridiculous. And I know Bethesda games usually launches with bugs, but like, Todd Howard at E3 was like, this is the most technically advanced game we've ever tried. Like, all this stuff, really hyping up this game, like how it was going to be amazing. And it just does not deliver. And like, instead of using Steam to sell this game, they had their own launcher and stuff. And when people started playing it and realized that this is not what they paid for, like this is broken to the point where like sometimes it's unplayable, they would not offer a refund. And I think that is a slap in the face, that you would release a product that is clearly a game that should be in early access for $60 and then not offer refunds. And then we look at the collector's edition drama that happened this week, where was you all right?
Sorry. So the closet door just opened, and of course the cat came out of it. But at first I was like, "What's happening?" Oh. So
Todd Howard's hearing us talking shit. He's coming for you.
Hey, he's coming for you, man.
The collector's edition of Fallout 76 showed this bag, and this was a nice looking bag. Like, this is like a bag that you could like put some clothes in and like hop on a plane and like it'd be safe, right?
It looked like canvas, like nice, yeah, put together like a canvas bag.
So the people that ordered this collector's edition received the collector's edition, and lo and behold, they open it up, and that canvas bag is a nylon trash bag that probably couldn't hold more than 5 pounds without shredding.
Okay, now to be fair, like it could be, it's a strong, I'm sure it's a strong enough nylon bag. It's not a trash bag that's going to rip, but nylon looks super cheap. It does not, yes, obviously have the same texture as canvas. It's not going to be as durable, and it definitely doesn't convey the aesthetic that a canvas bag did. And yes, the canvas bag was used in all the marketing, and it just, you think you're getting one thing, and then you end up getting something cheaper and crappy. Yeah.
And so one guy,
what they said, oh, go ahead.
One guy emailed them and said, "This is not what I ordered. This is not what I paid for. I would like a refund." And the guy responded and was pretty much just like, the original photo we showed of the collector's edition, that was a better version of the bag, but due to logistical and money reasons, we could not ship that.
I don't know, and... but I read it. He came out and said it was just too expensive to make that bag with canvas. Like, they just straight out said that. That was the problem. They didn't want to spend the
and
money.
And then the next line underneath this is, we're not going to do anything about it. And it was just like, what are you telling your customers? Like, come on. And then they go to Twitter and they're like, if you are unhappy with the bag in the collector's edition, please contact our support and we will give out 500 atoms. Atoms are a currency used in the game in their marketplace. Do you want to know what you can buy with 500 atoms? A door and some flowers.
It's $5, really. It's,
yeah,
equates to $5 American.
Yeah, and this collector's edition is $100. Granted, you got a helmet that I'm sure took up most of this money.
That canvas bag costs at least $20, I would guess.
Yeah. And so, and like, you think it stops there, right? No, they're getting sued right now for releasing a product that was not true to what the product said.
I don't know if they're actually getting sued yet. There's a class action lawsuit being investigated. Yeah. They're trying to see if they can get it pulled together. Last I checked.
Yes. And I think it's just, it is appalling that they thought they could get away with this. And I get that they needed to release something to hold people over till Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6. But you don't release a product like this, charge $60, refuse to give refunds, just pretty much shaft people who have stood by you throughout everything. Like, there are diehard Fallout fans who are like, I'm buying this because I love Fallout, and like, things they said that were going to be about this game are starting in the game. Like, PvP is not even in the game. You know how you do PvP in the game, Sam? You have to have a gentleman's agreement handshake, and then you can have a duel. And there's nothing to win from the duel because, like, the character you kill doesn't drop items, nothing like that. Like, so why even have it in the game? Like, just make this an MMO where, like, it's just you versus the environment. Like, it just doesn't. And so, like I said, I've watched 80 hours of gameplay, and I've watched people who love this game, and I've watched people who hate this game. And, like, this week, after everything I've read, I just came to the decision that I am not going to, like, support Bethesda here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to ever, like, I'm not ever going to pay for this game. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if they're going to, like, bring it all back in and be like, hey, we're sorry, we'll come back in a year and, like, have a polished game. I don't know if, like, in a year, will this game be amazing? Who knows? I hope so. I hope the people who paid $60 for this get their money's worth eventually. I hope it's like a No Man's Sky kind of thing where, like, in a year, you're like, oh, shit, hey, this game's great.
Do you want to make a wager that in a year this game will be on Game Pass?
I think it's going to be, yeah, I'll make that wager with you if I'm the one making that wager.
No, I think it's for sure going to be on Game Pass. I want that one.
And like, the fact that their engine is called the Creation Engine that they're using to make this game, and like the bugs that are in this game, and how I was reading that modders had to make Fallout 4 run as good as it did on PC, not Bethesda. And then they just ignore the work that the modders did and threw Fallout 76 into that engine again and put it out on PC and console is ridiculous. And like they're like, oh, we're gonna use this engine for Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6. I am like, the game does not look good. And like, I'm not like a big dude on graphics, but I can at least admit that the game does not look good. And I now am very afraid of what Starfield and Elder Scrolls 6 does with that, because that's just very scary. And like, I am appalled about Bethesda for this. Like, it is a slap in the face to fans. And I hope other game companies look at this and are like, we can never do that.
Yeah.
Because this is on, like, this is worse than when Battlefront 2 did the loot box thing, and like loot
Yeah.
boxes got like this is worse than
I
that.
mean, if you have a
Like,
game that at times is unplayable, then that's just like, that's like the worst sin you can do in gaming, I would say.
yeah.
So.
It's just, so
So
this has been Let's Talk.
you think it would be better if they had just not released it and just spent time working, got all the bugs out, get it working great, and then only release it once it was up to par.
Yeah. Because like I
Yeah.
think like because what they did with Fallout 4 like a couple E3s ago was they announced it, and like 2 to 3 months later Fallout 4 came out. And that works in a single player game
Yeah.
because like it's just one person playing the game. It's a controlled environment. This is a massively multiplayer online game where there are hundreds of people playing this game at a time. So if one thing doesn't work for one person, it's not going to work for the hundreds of thousands of other people. And
Yeah.
that is an issue. Like, you guys, I think they went way too like crazy and were like, oh, well, we can do this again. Like, let's do the Fallout 4 thing again. And they shouldn't have, like, at all. It was a terrible decision. Like, as I and like I kind of do hope, like, I hope they refund everybody their money.
They're not
And
gonna do
like,
that.
they're not gonna do that because they got their money. They got the money and now they're happy. Although, if you're listening to this and you pay for this game and you're very angry and like they're like, oh, we won't refund you, you technically do have a right, like by law, in almost every state of the United States. I don't know about out of country. Like, credit cards are required to issue a refund if you paid for a product and it's not the product you paid for. You have to contact your credit card company. Like, there is an entire subreddit post on the Fallout Reddit that I read, and like it's a long process, but you can get a refund for this if you feel like your $60 is that important to you. I don't know what they do from here. I like there is only so much like damage control you can do, and I don't know if like refunding the money, making this game early access free to play, and then like maybe try to sell some DLC for it later, if that's your best option. I mean, the game has already got microtransactions. Like, I don't know what to do with this game at this point. Like, it's rough. So this has been Let's Talk about Fallout 76.
Okay. Great.
Just
That was fantastic. I don't.
I'm ashamed as a video game person.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for indulging me. I just wanted to get it off my chest. I just
That's
it got
fine.
to my core. I was
Yeah.
like, this is just wow.
Yeah, I was never super excited for Fallout 76, and I'm not surprised that it's having these issues, and it sucks for the people who, maybe they only get to buy a video game like every few months or something, and this was supposed to
Exactly.
be the one to hold them over, and now it's just like they're just screwed. But yeah, you gotta just take your time and get things right. So, yeah. Okay.
But Sam, let's talk about some like really positive stuff because it's almost the greatest time of the year. Second greatest?
I don't know. The
Third
game
greatest? I like the Game Awards a lot. Like,
awards
it's
are
like
fun.
E3 Game
I don't.
Awards.
Yeah, I think you're correct. I think that's
Yeah.
yes. I'm sorry, he was holding his hands up. Game
Oh, so yeah,
E3
audio
was a little
listeners, I
bit
had
higher.
E3 is at the highest, and I'm like
Yeah.
it's a little bit under is Game Awards.
Yeah. I'm down with that. I like it.
Yeah, because it's the most hypest time of the year,
Dude,
Game
it's hype
Awards.
as shit. This Game Awards is gonna be crazy. There's probably gonna
Worlds will change,
There's
as they
probably
say.
gonna be an Avengers 4 trailer. I mean, do you think that's why the Russo brothers are there?
I don't. See, okay.
I think it
All
could
right, so we should
happen.
say Game Awards every year, or every past like 4 or 5 years, I want to say. The Game Awards is a show put on by Jeff Keighley in production, and it's the Game Awards where they award every game that's come out this year with something.
You said that wrong. Not every game gets an award.
Where they award games for different categories. Like there's obviously the game of the year, you know, best music, best narrative, stuff like that. And there's usually a lot of announcements. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like first looks at stuff. And like last year we saw GTFO, Joseph Paris came out, said fuck the Oscars. Yeah, GTFO never came out, and like I'm really sad about it because that game looks really good.
There was also a game called Witchfire, I believe, that I was really excited for. Still hasn't come out. Last year they did do the thing where they're like, "Hey, Fortnite, we've got 50v50," and it was like the new mode, first time ever. Yeah. We're like, "You can play it right now." And we, in the middle of the Game Awards, we were watching that on our computers, and we went on PS4 and played the new Fortnite mode while we were watching the Game Awards. It was really cool. So.
And. No, this year they're really hyping it up. Like, the tagline for this Game Awards is "Worlds will change," and like,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I think we know that like Anthem has a new trailer. It's supposed to be a very big trailer where they're going to show off a lot of new content. So if you hear a girly scream, that's just me freaking out. Don't mind me. The Russo brothers are going to be there. I don't know if they're going to show an Avengers 4 trailer at the Game Awards. I think they will show something about the Avengers video game.
Oh, that Crystal Dynamics is making. I didn't even remember that. That's a good call.
Yeah. Joseph Ferris will be back. I don't know if you remember him. He was the fuck the Oscars guy. He helped make a Way Out. I wonder if he has a new game to announce. I'm sure Xbox is going to bring something. We know Hideo Kojima and Jeff Keighley are like best friends. So I do wonder if Death Stranding gets a release date there, maybe. Who knows?
Well, in Walmart Canada... Because Jeff Keighley tweeted something at Walmart Canada and was like, "Hey, ball's in your court. You got any leaks?" And then they posted a Death Stranding release date of June of 2019, like a listing post from their site, and they posted that. So who knows if that's real or if they're just like trolling back at Jeff Keighley. So I don't know. It's interesting either way.
And we know... Nintendo's gonna be there. Like, it's a very exciting time. Like, it's cool to us. Like, E3 is like, as I said a couple weeks ago, like E3 is pinnacle because it's all these game companies coming together and we're celebrating video games. But this is like the ultimate celebration of video games in a way, because we're awarding games for how they did, and we're also, you know, there's new stuff. Like, what's coming next year? What's coming in the future? Like, it's just a nice combination of everything. And so, yeah, like I love the Game Awards so much. It's going to be really cool.
Yeah, yeah. So we thought it'd be fun to do a few predictions for the Game Awards. Actually, I'm going to write these down so that then next week after the Game Awards, we can tally up and see who got the most correct. Okay. All right, here we go. We're not going to do all of the categories because there's like a ton of different categories. So we just picked the top few that we're going to go through.
And make sure you go vote. Because, like, you know, if you feel passionate about a certain game winning, like, go vote. Make sure you get your vote up there.
I mean, yes, definitely vote. But keep in mind that the public voting only counts for 10% of the vote. And
there are some that are 100% fan voting.
Okay. Okay. So good. Just vote. It's fine. Yep. Good time. Okay. We're going to start off with what I think might be the most difficult category. And also, let me just say, we are saying not what we personally think should win these categories. We're saying what we think are going to win at the Game Awards. Just our predictions.
What people, the mass majority of people, like, because this is voted on by fans, but also like IGN, kind of funny, like, you know, those big websites, and like they have a more say of it. So this is just what we think they're going to vote.
Yes. All right. We're starting off with best music. Actually, there were two categories for best music, and I think one was audio design. It's not that one. This is just like best score music. And so the nominees are Celeste, God of War, Spider-Man, Ni No Kuni 2, Octopath Traveler, and Red Dead Redemption 2. And this one is so hard because Cody, I was listening, because I wasn't familiar with all these, so I was listening to some of them and I'm like, God, all of these are so good. So do you want to go first? What do you think it's going to be? Okay.
I think, and because when I think about when reading reviews or listening to reviews, the game I hear most brought up about for music is, or the score, is Celeste. So I do think most people are going to go with Celeste. When I was reading stuff and listening to stuff, like, I feel like a lot of people brought up the score of Celeste.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
What do you think people are going to vote for?
I am going with Octopath Traveler. Because like I said, like, all of the music was really good. But I feel like some of it was like a little quirky, you know, like Red Dead is kind of a Western style music. God of War has like this like kind of like Viking
orchestral
chanting, like roar, roar, roar. And I mean, Spider-Man is like kind of like your superhero stuff, but it feels like Octopath Traveler is just that, just beautiful, orchestral, kind of uplifting, just nice to hear for like across all spectrums, I feel like. So I think that's, and I feel like people liked Octopath Traveler, and I think they're going to want to try to give it some love any places that they can. And so I think that's mine. So, okay, I'm going to write this down. All right, next up, we have Best Art Direction. We've got Assassin's Creed Odyssey, God of War, Octopath Traveler, Red Dead Redemption 2, and Return of the Obra Dinn. Cody, what are your thoughts?
I think people are going to vote Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Because it's fresh on everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is, it is stunning. And I think because it's so fresh on everybody's mind, that that's what a lot of people are going to vote for. So yeah, that's what I think.
Okay. I am saying God of War for this one because I think both Red Dead and Assassin's Creed have like beautiful, realistic life, but then I think God of War just brings in these very vibrant colors and this fantasy style. And it was just like a style that was stands out. I think a lot of these categories are going to come down to God of War versus Red Dead. And I feel like Red Dead is going to have the advantage in a lot of them. And so I feel like God of War will just kind of get some where they're like, meh, you know, whatever. And so I think this is one where they're just kind of going to give it to them just to try to give God of War some stuff because it might not win in other areas. So.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
All right. We've got Best Narrative. God of War, Detroit Become Human, Life is Strange 2 Episode 1, Spider-Man, and Red Dead Redemption 2.
I think God of War will take Best Narrative.
Really?
I think when people look at the story of games that come out this year, I think God of War told a wonderful story in a 20 to 30 hour time, whereas with Assassin's Creed and with Red Dead, you had to invest at least 40 to 60 hours if you really want to get that all that story in. And I'm not sure everyone has that, but I feel like God of War was very like, it told the story and it did it in a nice amount of time, and I think a lot of people are going to go with that. I don't know why Life is Strange Episode 1 is on here.
It's weird.
I always think you should look at an episodic game when all the episodes are out.
Yeah, I agree.
Next year I think Life is Strange should be up for something. Not like Episode 1 makes no sense here.
I agree. For this one I picked Red Dead. I kind of have a bad attitude about this game and how I think it's going to perform at the awards, because like it just seems like everybody is creaming their pants for this game. And so I think it's gonna take a lot of categories, and I think this is one where it's gonna take it. So I don't know. All right, we've got Best Ongoing. So Destiny 2 Forsaken, Fortnite, Overwatch, No Man's Sky, and Rainbow Six Siege.
I mean, it's gonna be Fortnite. Like, yeah.
It's definitely gonna be
Fortnite.
How
else could it not be?
Although, like, I do feel like this might be like the last big hurrah for Fortnite. Like I can see it doing really well, yeah. And then like next year it's gonna kind of, you know, slow down a little bit and be on a decline. But I think right now it's still going strong, and I think it's gonna take this one easy. So
yeah, I mean, you look at the year that that game had, like it's just it yeah. makes sense that it wins this.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be shocked if it didn't. All right, now we got the big daddy. Game of the year. We've got God of War, Red Dead Redemption 2, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, Spider-Man, Monster Hunter World, and Celeste. So, what is your prediction, sir?
Similar to art direction. I think it's just going to be so fresh on everybody's mind that Red Dead Redemption will most likely get a lot of the votes here. Just cause you know, people, I don't think they're going to look back at, like, when Monster Hunter and God of War came out and be like, ah, remember how good those games were? Like, I think they're like, oh, I just played Red Dead, and, like, that was amazing. So I got to vote for that, obviously. And I think it kind of sucks, but I do think that's what's going to end up winning here. I am okay with that. Last year, I was very upset that our girl, Horizon Zero Dawn, did not win.
Yeah,
and that sham of a game won. We won't even say its name on this podcast. You know who you are.
To be fair, I'm about to say its name, but that's fine.
Oh.
Because I am also thinking that it's going to be Red Dead Redemption 2, and my reasoning is, like, last year, Zelda Breath of the Wild won, pretty much because it was... Yeah, I know, thumbs down. It's fine. I feel like part of the reason it won, like, people thought that that game was, like, revolutionizing open world games and, like, the way it played and the way you did different things. Like, it was doing something different than what we were used to. And I feel like Red Dead is just the embodiment of that idea, doing something different. It's completely different than any other game just because, in my opinion, because the way it plays, it's not... wanting to I don't know, I go back to that review where it's like, it's not wanting you to have fun, it's wanting you to just play the game the way it's telling you, and to, like, be slow and be deliberate and be like a cowboy simulator where, like, every action has meaning and has gravitas and just that. And I think that's what they're going to look for as a game of the year, because it's so different and revolutionary. So yeah, I guess we both agree on that one. So we agreed on a couple of them, two of them, so we'll see who got those other three right. And
now for the fun part.
Okay, Cody, you froze on my screen.
Did I?
Okay, but you're back now.
Okay, are there any surprise announcements that you think are gonna happen? Like, I 100% think Nintendo's either announcing Metroid Prime Trilogy or Metroid Prime 4 here.
Yeah.
Because last year they announced Bayonetta 3 here. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Nintendo likes to come up and show off a game. So I feel like this is where they show off Metroid Prime.
Yeah, I feel like Respawn is either showing Titanfall 3 or the Jedi Fallen Order? I forget what the Jedi game is called.
I think it's Star Wars Fallen Order, something like that.
Something like that. I mean, I love Respawn, and I think whatever they do is going to be cool. And I love Star Wars, but I really want a Titanfall 3.
You really want that Titanfall 3, don't you?
Yeah, like, that would take the cake for me. I hope there's something else where... I hope there's a game that wasn't really on our radar at all, and they're like, and it's available right now, because I love when that happens.
Yeah, you're a big fan of that.
That's
one.
My favorite thing. So I hope there's going to be something like that.
I'm hoping there's just something, like, shocking. Like, well, last year for me, it was when they announced Tekken, and I was just like, oh my god, like, I love Tekken. Like, that was just a really cool moment for me. I think so. It's welcome to Cody's Conspiracy Corner. So this Rocksteady Superman game has been rumored so hard, And a guy from Rocksteady came out and was like, hey, we're still cooking something. Like, we're not ready to show it yet. Spoiler, it's not Superman. I think that is a bait and switch. It is Superman, and they are showing it. It's a clear bait and switch.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like after what happened with Diablo Immortal, I think they might just want to get stuff out there and be like, hey, guys, don't, like, be in a rage when we have something that's not Superman. Possibly.
Maybe. I don't know. Bait and switch is all I'm saying. Could be a bait and switch.
It could be. That would be fun. I mean, it could be because, like, there was that time, like, there was Blizzard posted a picture of like a Diablo nightlight, and it was like a Switch, and it was like Diablo on the Switch, and they're like, no, Diablo's not coming to Switch. And then of course Diablo came to Switch. So it could definitely be something like that, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What games does Rocksteady make?
The Arkham games.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. I wasn't into the Arkham games, but I guess I'd try a Superman game. Because, I mean, obviously you'd be flying a lot, and that sounds cool.
How do you not like the Arkham games?
I don't know, I should probably give it another try.
Pretty good. They just released the trilogy remastered, just randomly. I was like, okay, cool.
Fun fact, I own one of the Arkham games on PS3. I think it was like the first one. But I played it for a little while and I was like, so I gave it to my friend Daniel. I'm like, you want to play it? And then, like, he still has it because I never wanted it back.
I feel like you would enjoy the first one because the other two are very open world. And the first one is very confined to Arkham Asylum. So yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I feel like I just wasn't super into the fighting, which I feel like wasn't Spider-Man's fighting kind of like Arkham's fighting? Far as some of it, and like I feel like it was probably like too much of it, and I was just like, meh, got a little bored with it. But that's fine. I don't know. There's gonna be so much exciting stuff at the Game Awards. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's gonna be really cool.
Yeah. So next week we'll be talking about our favorite stuff. Yeah.
2 days later, we have the Kinda Funny Game Showcase for the first time ever. I'm excited to see what that brings. Like 60 games are showing off.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty crazy. And then the CBS is having Gamers Choice Awards. Who knows? Maybe something was shown off there. Doubt it.
Nobody knows what's going on with that thing. That came out of nowhere, and we're all just like, what? Yeah. So, but we'll try to check it out and see what it is. So, yeah. All right. I think that's going to wrap us up for tonight. My throat's getting real dry, so it's a good time to stop. Oh. We went long tonight, I feel like. I don't know.
We did, yeah. It was fine.
All right. If you want to get in touch with us, let us know what you're excited about the Game Awards or anything like that, you can email us at contact@geekheartgames.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at geekheartgames. We'll be doing our live stream of Realm Royale and possibly other stuff in the near future over at twitch.tv/geekheartgames. And then ideally, there'll be archives of those streams over at geekartgames.com/YouTube. You can join our Discord at geekartgames.com/Discord, and you can buy a shirt. Oh, hold on. Cody wants to say something.
If you join our Discord, we have a voice channel, and there will be people there watching along the Game Awards. So if you would like to discuss video games and cool stuff with other people, definitely go join the Discord. A lot of cool people in there, so yeah.
Yeah, the coolest people hang out in our Discord, FYI. So yeah. That's fine. You can get a shirt at geekartgames.com/shirts. I'm on Twitter at SKSUVAK, Cody.
I'm at Comic Book Cody.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Cody, take it away.
We're just two geeks who heart games. Do, 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 do. Yeah.
Yeah.